This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Like I said, man, this is the Hangouts with Uqhawe Kagqwabe, aka Mqondo Bomvu Manyathela ngeyinaliti posopho mhlaba uzojobheka. And like I said, I'm not alone. I have someone you might know if you are deep into the Afro House space. Someone who's really making moves, you know, who's giving out hits and has an album that's already out and that's doing well. Kenza, how you doing, man? How's my line there? You can hear me? Now, I want to know, it's interesting because you're someone who started off in Namibia and then you made it to the Northern Cape and now you're in Joburg now.
Yeah.
So what drives the changing from Namibia to now South Africa?
I was just a young kid growing up in Namibia, you know, born in southern part of Namibia called Windhoek, the state. And then I just came this side because my family was looking for better working opportunities, you know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start school this side also. So I started school in grade one in South Africa. And yeah, since then, you know, musically, the music is still the same because Southern Africa, Vela, we listen to a similar type of music, you know.
Sure.
So it's still the same influence.
When, because it sounds like you were still young when you're coming from Namibia. If you're starting school at grade one here in South Africa, that means you're still young. So when do you then start playing around with music?
Yeah. So I grew up in a musical family, and when we moved down to South Africa, we moved as a whole family, actually.
Yeah.
She came back later. My family, extended family, grew up prior in 2004, and then we just joined them in 2006, 2007, you know. I grew up in a musical family. It was just easy for me to dabble around and try to play the drums or try to play the guitar or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just helps me have access, you know, to all these things.
Oh, yeah. So that's nice. That actually answers because I was going to ask you, why did you go for drums and keyboard? Because to some people, those are like I would say one of the hardest instruments to play.
Yeah. I feel like music was just in my blood. And I understand there's like three parts of music. It's rhythm, melody, and harmony. So if you can figure out those three things, you know, you can play any instrument, actually. Because rhythm is going to be all percussive instruments. Harmony and melody is going to be all tonal instruments, you know, like guitar. It makes a sound, flute.
Yeah.
So I feel like you just need to be inclined to play instrument with the right amount of practice, as we know.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, that's nice. So which one comes first? Is it the drums or is it the keyboard?
It's definitely the keyboard for me. I learned keyboard and then rhythm.
Yeah,
I learned as I grew up. Like when I was like 10, I started learning the drums a bit more.
Yeah.
10, 11. Yeah.
And at this time, are you experimenting with Afro House music? Are you, what songs are you playing on the keyboard to practice?
Yeah, that's a good question. When I grew up, my family mostly were playing traditional African music.
Oh, yeah.
My family is a Khoisan tribe, you know. So that's my mother's side, where I grew up. They are pure Khoisan and Nama Khoisan. But me, I'm mixed with my dad. He's like colored and whitish. He's like a mixture of that.
Oh.
So that's why I'm looking a bit light skin, but I'm African at the same time. It's like confusing combo.
You like in between?
Yeah, man. I'm just mixed. I'm just mixed race.
That's so nice. That's nice.
Yeah, man.
So that means you get almost the best of both worlds. You can experience this side and then come back and
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever since figuring out that you know what, I have a passion for this thing, did you consider maybe pursuing it from an academic perspective?
You know, I once in 2019, I'm just skipping a bit forward.
Yeah.
In 19, when I went to, I can't remember the specific institute, but it was a school, a production school.
Yeah.
And then they invited me to come show the lecturers how I produce. And then I'm like, damn, I thought I must come study here, but I'm teaching the people to teach the people. So I'm like, maybe let me just wing it further because clearly it's working.
So it was just, it was useless at that point.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea to get the papers, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, in my mind also.
No, that's actually nice because you end up going there, you are the lecturer instead of, you know, getting lectured.
Yeah. It was a dope moment, man. I was still young at the time.
How old were you at that time?
I was like 19, man.
Oh.
And I also played one of the biggest songs that I worked on when I was 19.
Yeah.
I always remember the song called Kibambela by Mtunzi.
Mtunzi, yes.
Yeah, Kibambela. So I made the song when I was 19, and I just arrived in Jersey, actually. There's another song I worked on, Solo 2. I don't know if you remember that. Stand away to do
nothing. Wait, your line is breaking a little bit. Can you repeat that for me?
Yes. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And the other song I also worked on when I was 19 was Stand Away to by Mafiki Zola.
How does that one go? You still there? Okay, it seems we've lost Kenza. We are having some line issues. I'm just going to try and get him back on the line. But for now, just enjoy his music. The song that he was talking about, Ngibambela. Let's go this side, and when we come back, I'm just going to try and get him on the line.
Thank you.
It's Kenza, SK Unga Alele, taken from Music in Colors. I have him back on the line. Let's see if this works. Kenza.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what just happened, man. Cutter.
Yeah, we seem to have lost each other there a little bit, but fortunately, I have you back on the line.
Oh, well. Thanks, man. Back.
Yeah, you were talking about songs that you produced. You also said that the first song that was big that you produced was the Ntunzi one, Mbambela.
Yeah.
How did that one come about, if you...
Yeah, man. So when I just arrived in Jozi, I was Sino Msolo and Ntunzi, because they were also under Elwood at the time, because I just arrived at Elwood as a producer.
Yeah.
Then so those are the two first artists that I worked with. And then we just worked, and I made songs with Sino Msolo.
Yeah.
And then I also made one song on Ntunzi's album, which was made, and was actually the biggest song on the album, actually. Gimbela. And yeah, man. Just me started in the studio, you know, same old. And to the sound and at the time what was Elwood trying to go for, and you know, so I was just trying to adapt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems you adapted pretty well, because you know, those are good songs, incredible songs, in fact.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
But I want to go back, like, before we even get to Elwood, how does it come about that Usanele gets to put you under his label?
Yeah. How did he get in touch?
Yeah.
Connect. Yeah, I mean, no social media. It's the fastest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I was 1 year after matric in 2019, same year actually. I was doing like a challenge where I was remaking songs, and I was just tagging those famous people whose songs it was, you know. So I was doing Sonini by Sanele, and then it was how I was able to make the whole song exactly the same without using any of the song, you know what I mean? So I just recreated everything. And then he's like, yo, man, I'm a side catch here in Jozi. I want to check what you can do. And literally from there, it was like two or three weeks. And then since then, I've just been the side, you know, working music, working my career also at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Social media is powerful, yeah?
yes, sir.
It is powerful. So on the... Back to this song, Ungalele, with SK. Why did you decide that it can be a single to Music in Colors?
Yeah. It was just the energy. I felt like all the songs in the album was more, a little bit more on the exciting. This one was on the harder type side.
Yeah.
After Akama Africa, and you know, they already a single before Anthony and stuff. So I was just like, this is the one, and from there we can drop Uyibunani on the dropping day. So
yeah.
I always like to drop harder tracks when it's closer to December, you know.
You always have to make sure December.
Yeah, it's goop.
Wow.
So yeah.
You are also associated with Claudio. I think you guys are still together as well, because I think he's also on your project. What then drove the decision to, because this is your first debut, Music in Colors, what drove the decision to do a solo project?
It was just growth, man, you know.
Yeah.
I was in a duo, obviously, for like 1 year, 1.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had to readjust again, find my sound a little bit again, because during a duo, try to mingle and mix together a little bit, fusion.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to step away and then find, you know,
like find yourself and your sound.
It took a little bit of time. Yeah, just dropping singles and stuff like that, checking out vibes. I dropped an EP also that time in 2021.
Yeah, Fly Away.
And Fly Away EP. So I was just trying to check out best where can I go next. And then I feel like this year and last year, I was able to find the groove nicely.
Mm.
Enter.
No, that's nice. And speaking of some of the collaborations that you have on the project Music in Colors, which came out on the 7th of November, you worked with producers such as Heavy K, as well as Sunel and Imported Wave. I want to know what's the process behind the producer, you know, featuring another producer? How do you work around that? Who contributes what and who contributes what?
Yeah. So definitely, man, when I make music, I don't check, okay, this song we're going to make today, I'm going to go into Heavy K and I'm going to make a song for my album.
Yeah.
You know, it's rarely like that. You know, we're just always trying to make good songs, you know.
Mm.
And whatever comes out from the sessions, we try to disperse the song. Okay, can you take this one? I'll take this one. What do you think? Something like that. Of course, we always tend to make multiple songs to the session. Maybe three, at least three songs or two songs. So we can just split the songs. So I took like two songs from that session we did that time.
Yeah.
The other one is still going to come out. I'm sure on next project or something like that, or maybe single or so, featuring Heavy K. And then he took also two, which I don't know if you remember, he also dropped a song featuring me on his album, Mbichana, and Bao is also on his previous album. So
yeah,
we were just taking two, and then, yeah, taking it there. So that's mostly the process around making songs, you know. We just go in the studio, vibe out a bit, check what we can do,
yeah,
and see where it goes from there, you know, compile yeah. after.
and then how has the paperwork been? Because we've heard like you know, stories with labels. This is just your typical, oh, I got robbed, nah, and all those stories. But in your case, we haven't heard none of that. How are you making sure that you stay above everything?
Yeah, I came into a system nicely which was already running.
Yeah.
L World, you know, and they were doing well in terms of numbers and stuff. So me, I was mostly focused. I didn't care about anything else. I just focused on getting or writing, rubbing shoulders with the right people.
Yeah.
You know, and just trying to get exposure as much as I can. Because the music side for me came so easy. To make songs is so easy for me. I can just make a song anytime.
Yeah.
So I was always using making songs as leverage, you know, to get in the right rooms with people and building, until I have where I came right now. I have nice relationships, you know. I can open my phone, I can text Coffee, I can text Shinza,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, I try to put myself in a position with the music without expecting anything back. And because for producers, a little bit different. You can be behind the scenes, obviously, and then you make all these songs. Yeah, but I was just trying to use it as leverage to get in the right rooms and get the right contact, you know. Because that's way more valuable than paying me 5K or paying me 10K for this beat.
Yeah, then it's over.
No. Yeah. So that's my whole mentality around the game, man. You know.
No,
that's my vibe.
I like that because that's the only way you can stay in the game is by networking and creating the right relationships.
Yeah. Definitely.
For sure. So what keeps you going as a creative? Because you said music just comes easy, but how do you find ways to now innovate and come up with fresh things into the music scene?
Yeah. First of all, I'm always listening to other genres besides house music.
Yeah.
That will always help you to do well in your specific genre if you can do other genres. And you try to be inspired from there, you know. But I try to come with a different angle for house music because I'm so inspired by other genres.
Yeah.
Like pop and all these other things, new soul and stuff. So that's the first thing. And then staying between peers also and checking what they're doing, sharing stuff around, sharing ideas, you know. Especially studio, you're always going to come up with some fresh things, you know.
Yeah,
it's just like that. Especially if you're trying to push a sound and you try to do the same sound the whole time, you know. Especially when you're going to fan base, also they expect that specific vibe, you know. So
yeah,
you also feed off that, you know, to be inspired.
Yeah, No, I see that. I see that. Speaking of Black Coffee, you once said that you would like to collaborate with him on future projects. How likely is it now when you're looking at things?
I did actually collaborate. He collaborated with me in one of his projects for Gallo Music Remixed.
Yeah.
So I did Too Late for Mama under Gallo Remixed, which he also helped out with the production, and we were talking and stuff. So there was a specific way that he wanted the songs to sound like, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other one, what was it? It was the one with Ami Faku. There's Music in the Air, which he made a me and Black Coffee. So I've been honored, you know, to be able to work with the Buddha. I mean, he's brilliant. He's brilliant, man. Been brilliant for a long time. Yeah, hey, he's brilliant. There's a reason he's that good.
So when you looked at how he works, man, like, what were you picking up and saying, oh, man, I need to integrate this into my work?
Yeah, first of all, you know, Coffee is very busy, man. So he was trying to squeeze in some studio time quickly with his laptop. I'm sure the stuff he did was a laptop. I just met him once in studio, you know.
Yeah.
We were working on one of those songs. But he was just mostly guiding and, you know, because we already had the beat and stuff. We were just guiding the vocalist how to navigate through the song. How's the feeling here? How's the feeling there? So he understands music in a whole different, like, niche level, you know.
Yeah.
Understands music in a different way, you know. It's almost classical way he understands music.
It's a different dimension.
Yeah. He understands music, you know, in a vinyl type thing. You know what I mean? In a vinyl way, classical.
Yeah, I see that.
He's
the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. Shout out
to him. Yeah, there's only one. There's only one G.
And also, congratulations to you as well, because surely this is something that you had put in your bucket list, and now it's like it's a common thing.
Yeah. Thank you, man. You know, it's a lot of hard work, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it's easy, but it's also put in the late nights and the early mornings.
For sure. And then they pay it out now, because do we have a follow-up for Music in Colors?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm not going to do the same name rain or anything like that. It's going to be different. Because I have so many ideas. So, yeah, definitely in 2026, I'm trying to drop another project, you know, at least 8 tracks or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, singles from there also. And some remixes. Mm. Yeah.
And who are you working to? Who are you looking to work with?
I'm definitely to work with Java and Blackie and Mahu and one more, because I'm a daughter, you know. I'm trying to talk to them, and we're in the talks about training the right beats and stuff like that. So I've been wanting to work with these people, and I'm just trying to, you know, lift up and elevate, you know. So I feel like these are dope people that I look up to in the industry also.
Yeah.
That's
nice, man. I'm looking forward to the project, but also we're still jamming this one as well. It's a beautiful album.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
In closing, man, where can people get you? Bookings, socials as well.
Yeah, so you can do these bookings. You can put them on social media.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you just send an inquiry DMs and go from there to email or whatever. So you can find me on social media at DKevin. So that's where, you know, find me there. YouTube, you want the music and stuff. Instagram is the best, I'm sure. Facebook, you know, Twitter maybe. Yeah, you'll find me at DJ Kenza S everywhere.
Nah, shout outs. Thank you very much, man, for joining me today, having this conversation. I enjoyed it, letting me into your world as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man. It was dope.
Nah, anytime, man.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.